RAV3000 at Subaru. Combining for the first time a near WFS using First Light's C-RED 1 and ALPAO's 64x64DM, by Julian Losey et al. After 16 years of on-sky operation, Subaru Telescope's facility Adaptive Optics AO188 is getting several major upgrades to become the Extreme AO AO3000, 3000 actuators in the pupil compared to 188 previously. AO3000 will provide high Strel images for several instruments from visible to mid-infrared, notably the Infrared Camera and Spectrograph, IRCS, and the Subaru Coronagraphic Extreme Adaptive Optics, SCXAO. For this upgrade, the original 188-element deformable mirror, DM, will be replaced with ALPAO's 64x64 German marks. The visible wavefront sensor will also be upgraded at a later date, but in the meantime we are adding a near-infrared wavefront sensor, near-WFS, using either a double-roof prism pyramid mode or a focal plane WFS mode. This new wavefront sensor will use for the first time First Light's C-RED 1 camera, allowing for a full control of the 64x64 German marks at up to 1.6 kHz. One of the challenges is the use of non-destructive reeds and a rolling shutter with a modulated pyramid. This upgrade will be particularly exciting for SCXAO, since the Extreme AO loop will focus more on creating high-contrast dark zones instead of correcting large atmospheric residuals. It will be the first time two Extreme AO loops will be combined on the same telescope. Finally, the setup AO3000 plus SCXAO plus IRCS will serve as a perfect demonstrator for the 30-meter telescope's Planetary Systems Imager, TMTSI. We will present here the design, integration and testing of AO3000, and show the first on-sky results. This was AO3000 at Subaru. Combining for the first time a near-WFS using First Light's C-RED 1 and ALPAO's 64x64DM, by Julian Losey et al.